Polish Chicago. People, places, events. Professor Dominique Patsyga leads us on a historical journey through the streets of Chicago.
Dzień dobry, to jest Dominik Patsyga. Hi, this is Dominik Patsyga. Talking to you about the stories of Polonia. The last time we left, the travelers were in Bremen, on the German coast. Now, you have to understand that Bremen is a busy, busy, exciting city, but it's also difficult sometimes for people, especially if they don't speak any German, to find out which line to get into, where to walk to, how to get on the ship. So eventually the German and American steamship lines set up a process by which they would have a little tag that they would pin to their coat or put in the brim of their hat. And that hat brim would have this tag that was either yellow or green or blue or red, and then they would be pushed into various lines. Now, you can imagine a peasant from Russian Poland or from Galicia standing there, and suddenly a German police officer pushes him and says, "Schnell, schnell, mach schnell," and pushes him into the right line. Suddenly, he feels he's being arrested or he's done something wrong. He doesn't know what's going on. They point at the red sign, they point at his red ticket, then he understands he's in the right line. Because if he gets in the wrong line, he could be on his way to Sao Paulo, Brazil, not to New York, and into Chicago. Now, these little tags often held various tickets. For instance, there was a receipt on it for your baggage. There was sometimes a train ticket attached to it, because once you came to New York, instead of buying a ticket, you pre-purchased it. Or if you were chain migration, someone sent you the ticket, everything paid for. So they would get on the right line. Now, getting on the ship, now these steamships, you know, today when I go to Poland, I get on a plane in O'Hare Airport and I'm in Warsaw in 10 hours, or I'm in Krakow in 10 hours on LOT. But it's a long trip across the ocean. It's somewhere between 10 days and 2 weeks on the ocean. And remember, these are people who are farmers. They've never seen the ocean before, or they've never been on a boat before, for the most part. They're getting on, and suddenly they're put in immigrant quarters, which are below deck. It's the third class. Men and women and children are separated. Children go with women, and men are separated. Even if they're family members, they're separated, because there were obviously cases of sexual harassment at various times through the immigration. And the steamship lines are comfortable compared to the old sailing ship lines. When the sailing ships left Liverpool, it took sometimes a month to cross the Atlantic Ocean. The steamship lines, about 7 days to 2 weeks. You know, you can imagine a large steamship. If you were a first-class passenger, if you are, you know, Paderewski, you're going first class. So you have an estate room, you have a comfortable bed, you eat in first class dining, the band is playing, or perhaps if you're Paderewski, you play the piano to entertain the crowd. But immigrants are on the third class, so they're below deck. And we all know what portholes are, these little round holes. You can open them when you're in port, but once you're on the ocean, they have to be closed because they are below water. So many of the letters say, well, you know, you're not going to like the food. So bring our kielbasa, bring our, you know, borscht, bring whatever you want, you can eat, bring our good bread, you know. And so now there are not only Poles on this, so there are, you know, Germans, Dutch, Irish, etc. Everybody's on this boat, and they're crossing the ocean, and all the smells. So some of the letters write, because quarters are set up so that there are sometimes bunk beds, or sometimes triple beds. And they warn people, don't take the top bunk. Now, most people would say, well, we'll take the top bunk because it's quieter, and, you know, children and so forth and so on. But if you take the top bunk, all the smells hang up at the top of all these people. Now, the other thing is that when the ship is traveling across the ocean, it tends to sway back and forth, back and forth. The top bunks are the most dangerous because you fall off the bunk and you can break your neck. One letter says, please don't let the children run on the ship, because if there's a sudden movement of the ship, they'll fall and they'll break their legs or they'll hurt themselves, you know. So keep the children close to you. If the weather was nice, immigrants could go on deck, but they could not go on first class deck. They had to go on the third class deck, which was usually where the machinery was. And so this trip across the ocean was somewhat precarious. If you've seen the movie Titanic, with the Irish below deck and the dancing and so forth, you get some of the feel for the immigrant experience. But for the most part, one has to understand that this is a scary situation for most people. They've never been on the ocean. They've never traveled more than 50 miles from their village. Or if they have, they've only did it for the summer to work in fields in Germany and then return, seasonal migration. But suddenly now they're crossing the ocean. And it's 10 days, and people get ill, people get sick, people have problems. And all of this is part of the immigrant experience. As the ships make their way across the Atlantic, eventually they come into the port of New York. First thing they will see after the 1880s is the Statue of Liberty, and then off to Ellis Island. Now, Paderewski could stay on board and actually land in Manhattan and get off at the port docks in Manhattan because he was a first-class passenger. Immigrants were taken into little boats off the ship. They had to climb down into little boats off the ship, ferries, that would take them into Ellis Island, and there they would enter into this huge, massive room and hall and go through the immigration process. And we'll take you through that immigration process in the next chapter. Thank you. This is Dominic Patsiga.
You are listening to WPNA 103.1 FM, your proud to be Polish radio station.